Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Augsburg in a non-conference action here tonight. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jackets senior captain Emily Carpenter. Emily, we've been talking now for a good 3 years now. It's always good to catch up with you and see what else is happening in your life. Maybe we'll get into a little bit about things that are going on outside basketball with you, maybe not. But either way, we'll start out, of course, asking about how you think the preseason has gone. Obviously, it's a very early in the year yet. You guys have only played one game so far. The team's in transition a little bit. You know, you lost some key pieces from last year. Bring back three starters, but just give us a sense on how you think the season has gone so far.
So far, I think the season has gone pretty well. First month of practice took a little getting to know each other, getting used to playing with each other. We had two pretty good exhibition games. We played two D2 schools. Outcome didn't go as we hoped, but it was definitely good competition to see where we are, what we need to work on, and how we can improve and just get better. Against Stout, our first game, outcome again wasn't as what we wanted, but I definitely think from the first half to the second half, we improved. We just have to match intensity and get up and just keep on working on the fundamentals.
Well, it is one of those situations, too, with you guys. You've got a lot of players are learning to play college basketball. It's a young team other than the upperclassmen. Of course, that's probably pretty much the case for any team. But for you guys, you're having a lot of younger players, freshmen and sophomores, are having to step into some key roles. And it is kind of a situation where you guys have to establish some of that consistency, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Coming back, Eva and myself and then Ellie, three starters from last year. And other than that, we haven't had really many players that have had to play over 20 minutes a game. And we're definitely having players having to fill in that position. And it's going all right. I definitely will take some work, but we're definitely getting there so far.
I know you guys have been working hard in practice, trying to get the newcomers kind of up to speed on how things are done. Just talk about the leadership role that you and Eva especially have had to take over this year. You guys are both captains from last year, also back this year, and it does seem like you two are really kind of trying to step up and take over the leadership role.
Yeah, definitely trying to put myself out there a little bit more to help with some of the freshmen and sophomores and help them adjust to the new transition of college basketball. I know for myself and probably Eva, being our senior year, we definitely want to win, so we're just doing everything we can to help provide our team to be successful.
And now turning to this game against Augsburg, it's the only team that beat you guys that was not a UMAC conference opponent last year. You had three losses, two of them to Bethany Lutheran, but the only one that you played that beat you outside of conference was Augsburg. You guys beat them here 2 years ago, so you guys have each won on your home court. They returned four starters. They also had a good year last year. They won 22 games, so it's a tough challenge. What do you think the biggest key is going to be to being able to pull out a win here tonight against Augsburg?
Definitely matching their intensity. I know from last year it was a very close game up until like the fourth quarter, and then they kind of pressed us a little bit and got up in our face, and we didn't handle the pressure very well. So being able to handle the pressure throughout the game and stay calm and be composed throughout the whole game will definitely help us come out with the win.
All right, Emily, well, thanks for your time, and good luck tonight against the Aggies.
Thank you.
That was Yellow Jackets senior point guard Emily Carpenter. I'll be right back with more halftime programming right after this on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.